Hello, friends, and welcome back into the pod. It's a rainy, cold day here in New England, but I guess we're lucky it's rain and not snow. Excuse me. Allergy throat from all the wet leaves, mold, etc. And I wanted to come on because I've been thinking about something for the last week or so. You know, we had a beautiful, sunny, actually inordinately warm week last week, and it was great because it was like a full summer week, and everybody was upbeat and happy, even with all that's going on in the world, and there's a lot. But I think we've kind of, you know, I guess when you get older, you kind of look around and you go, oh my God, the world has changed. I don't tend to be like that. At least I hope I'm not. But I have noticed that in the last, let's say 8 years, maybe nine, maybe close to 10, we've, as a society, we are not caring about each other as we should be. And, you know, the human experiment is one of, you know, being together in society. For instance, I'm driving my car, and this world is full of people who don't know how to drive and who don't know what they're doing as far as the person in front of me at this intersection who is just sitting there forever, and this person who's pulling out in front of me like they have a death wish. And, you know, it's disheartening. It can be very disheartening. Since I'm driving, let's start with driving. People are like coming into my lane. People are paying more attention to their phones while they're driving than they're driving. And it's scary because you really have to be aware when you're driving a vehicle that is a moving death trap for people who might be walking on the street or biking on the street or whatever. It's important because it's a deadly weapon, and we should all be paying full attention to what we're doing when we're driving. And you might say, well, you're driving, but you're taping your podcast. Well, I can control my phone with my voice or my Apple Watch, and I don't have to take my hands or eyes off the wheel. And I would never do this when I was on the highway in traffic or anything like that. I'm on back roads. It's very quiet out today. It's a Monday. The kids are in school. It's gross out. Even in the stores, very few people are out because it's just disgusting out here. It's dark. It's raining. It's cold. The high today has already happened. It's 46 degrees. I mean, seriously, it's ridiculous. I don't want to be out in it. But in any case, I think as I look around, you know, people have been taught these last, let's say, 8 years, that it's okay to be selfish. It's okay to be narcissistic. It's okay to only think about yourself and not give a shit about others. And you know what? That's just not how the world works. In so many ways, we're all entwined with each other, whether we be driving, whether we be working, whether we be out shopping, whatever it might be, we're all intertwined with each other. You know, I own a fitness studio, so I'm intertwined with my clients, and they're intertwined with each other, and they're intertwined with their families, and it goes on and on and on. And those are great things. When the pandemic came and we were isolating in our homes, we learned, or we should have learned, how valuable our personal relationships are. And we're just still not valuing each other in so many cases. I learned when the pandemic happened that I'm glad that my husband helped me to make a plan of how I was going to put my classes online, because our company had yet done that. I'm a franchise business owner, so we have a parent company. They didn't come up with a plan, so I did. And I was able to get my clients engaged and taking class online a month before our company was ready to do it. We were closed, mandated by the state, for 16 weeks. For 4 months, I needed to keep my business going. My landlord was not giving us free rent. And I understand that. That's not a judgment call on her. She also needed to keep her business going. And her business is not only her liquor store, but it's also her commercial buildings. You can't just go, yeah, nobody needs to pay rent, it's fine. Yeah, you can't do that. I'm sure she wanted to do that. And if she was in a position, she would have. But let's be realistic. That's unrealistic. So we needed to pay our rent. We still needed to pay our fees to our parent company. And we needed to keep our business going. Fun times. But what I learned is that we all stepped up together as a team. Those that were able to tape classes, whether they be in the studio, those that felt comfortable coming in with just me to tape in our actual studio, even though it was closed. Okay, so it was two of us in the building, did so. And those who were better able to tape at home did that. And we created our private group and we streamed our classes in there and we posted our class videos in there. And our customers were able to cobble together their workouts and still be a part of our family and our business and stay with us. And enough of them kept their memberships going, so we were able to keep going. And we're deeply grateful for that. Deeply, deeply grateful. But I also get hammered and am devalued and disrespected in my own business by customers and staff at times. And it's really disgusting and it's uncalled for. And I shouldn't be doing it to others either. I don't feel that I do. I make mistakes like everyone else. But I try to remember always the value my grandpa taught us. Your staff is your business and you treat them as well as you possibly can. And that's what we try to do. Okay? That's what we try to do. But when you're out in the world, okay, and you're going in a door behind somebody else and they just like slam it in your face, or someone, you know, you're driving along the road and someone just comes to a complete stop. No wildlife in the road, no pedestrians, no stop sign, no cars in front of them. We're stopping. No idea why. No turn signal, like I need to pull over, whatever. They just sit there and you give them a little beep and it's like revelation, there's other people in the world. Oh my God, I had no idea. Like they don't even seem to realize that other people are using this road. I'm passing by a storage facility. There are storage facilities all over the place. Why? Because people are just buying things and storing them and paying money and not considering that their children are going to have to go through these spaces when they pass on. That's inter-family, having disregard for your family. You know, it's everywhere. It's rampant. You go into a store and you ask a question to someone who works there and they act like, you're bothering me. I'm having to switch my prescriptions to another CVS because the CVS I've gone to for 25 years, clearly it's not their fault, the people that work there, so I would not take it out on them. But clearly CVS is a parent company. Some locations are in the highest amount of disarray I have probably ever seen in my life. Like in 25 years, I've gone there because they're nice people and they do good customer service and the people still do that. But you can tell the company is in complete disarray. I don't know what in the hell is going on. And you ask people a question, you still find nice people, you still find professional people, but for the most part, it's like, you're bothering me, get away from me. Excuse me, what? Like I have to get a cardiac echo, just, you know, precautionary stuff. We keep an eye on my heart because of my dad's history, which is my history. And I called last week to set up my appointment and they said, oh, your order has expired. You need to call your PCP, who's in the same group, by the way. This is a huge group, medical group, and their computers are all connected. And I said, oh, okay. I'll do that. Thank you. And she's like, oh, I'll call you back when I see it come up in the computer. I'm going to assume that she has no time to do that because I'm not her only patient by far. So I called my PCP, or no, I'm sorry, I emailed her because it's easier for me to email my doctor than it is to call her. And if you have a patient site, you should use it. It's so much easier to get prescriptions filled, get little things like this taken care of, rather than calling, staying on hold, having rude people who are acting like you're bothering them, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? Use your patient site. It's good for you and it's good for your doctor. In any case, I send her a message and she writes back, it's in the computer. I don't know why they can't find it. So I got a call back today, because that was Friday, so I couldn't call. It was already past, you know, in the evening. And I appreciate when she calls me back, and anytime, it's totally fine. And I'll call back today over to the cardiac section, and they're probably going to tell me again that it's not in there. Then I'm going to try not to lose my mind, okay? Because, yeah. And it's just like, come on, guys. It's in there. I talked to my doctor, and she says it's in the computer. What's the problem? So I don't know what to tell you. Could you please look it up? But we're just not doing the basics of, I don't know, manners, I guess. I don't like the phrase be kind. I get fucking sick of people walking around, driving around, talking and telling people to be kind. Fuck off. It's not working. So we need to try something else. So let's try this. Okay, here's what I have to say, and you can like it or not like it, you know that. What we need to do is get back to basics. Please and thank you. When I ask somebody, I just called this morning, I have brand new tires, which we order and have sent to our home, and then we go and have our either dealership or mechanic install them, balance them, all that crap. I called, and the young lady was so nice. And I said, yes, I need to make an appointment. And she's like, has the car been here before? And I said, oh, absolutely. I said, we've been coming there for 20 years and we love it there. And she's like, oh, thank you. And she goes, your last name. And I gave it to her. She goes, oh, Anna, hi, it's Stacy. I said, oh, Stacy, good to talk to you. And she goes, good to talk to you. And we worked out a time when I'm bringing in my car and I can get a loaner. They're going to do a B service thing and oil change and all that. I think they're changing my differential fluid and different things. Tires, the door to my console is all fucked, so they're gonna replace that, and just, you know, some stuff. And she was very sweet, and we were laughing, and please and thank you from her and from me, and it was just a very positive conversation and appointment making. All good. Yay. Okay, that's it. Done. She's happy. We had a good interaction. I'm happy we had a good interaction. And now I'm going to go on to my next interaction and hopefully make it the same. But whether you're in person, and I think part of our problem is not, you know, the previous asshole in chief, okay? Previous acting like that and basically telling people it's okay to be an asshole, because it's not. But it's also being online all the time. And you might say, well, you just told me to do my stuff on my patient site, and that's online, and I'm not interacting. Hold on, okay? Interact when you can. Don't just make everything online. We're not going into the bank anymore, which is a good thing, because that was a fucking nightmare. Okay, those of you who are old enough to remember. Remember when you had your paper paycheck, and it got mailed to your house, and then you had to go to the bank and stand in line, and, you know, it's like, that's automated, that's good. But we're having less interactions. Even if you need to get cash, you go to an ATM machine. Okay? There's no interaction there. And I think we're kind of all losing our interaction skills. And that is clearly not good for society. Okay? Because we're having a problem, guys and gals. Our kids, from any age, including teenagers and into college, don't have any social skills. That's a problem. So part of our job as the oldsters is to make sure that they do get some skills. So if you have kids okay, that are teenagers. A lot of times they don't want to go to school dances. Oh, they're lame, whatever. Have kids, your kids' friends over to your house. And maybe tell them, hey guys, for the first 2 hours that you're hanging out, or the first hour, let's put all of our phones in this box, and I'm going to keep them upstairs, and you guys hang out downstairs or in your room or whatever, and just have fun and talk. And you might see that your kids have a better time with their friends. And just for that hour, you don't have to stay the whole night or whatever. You don't have to put a moratorium on a whole weekend or something like that. And start it when you give your kids a phone. When their friends come over and it's a nice day, which is not today, no phones for the first hour. Go out, use your imagination, run around, get on your bikes. I don't know. Do the things that we used to do. And that might sound really old-fashioned, but it's the way we learned to interact with each other. Because there's way too much backstabbing, backchatting, gossip, and negativity. And even people who consider themselves to be positive are participating in that bullshit. And they're doing it because they don't know any better. I don't know how else to put that. I hope I don't sound like a super old lady that's a bitch, like, get off my lawn, you little kids. I'm not trying to sound like that. What I'm trying to say is that if we use manners, simple manners, please and thank you, start there, it goes a long way. Encourage your kids to take some time without their phones. Oh, I want to have some friends over. Okay, great. Yeah, we can get pizza, you can hang out, you can watch a movie, you can do whatever, whatever, whatever. Okay? Maybe you got a whole family room downstairs for the kids to hang out. That's great. But when you go downstairs to, like, bring them pizza or ask them if they need anything, they're all on their phones. They're not even interacting. What the hell? What the hell? That's crap. Give them an app. Say, guys, I have an idea. I got some board games. We got a movie. But let's put our phones away for an hour. Let's just see if we can interact with each other. Make it a joke. Make it funny. Make it a challenge. See if they can do it. And show them how much fun it is to sit and talk with your friends. A lot of times with my friends, I'm texting, checking in, texting. How you doing? Whatever. Because we're all so busy. And that happens. It's life. Okay? But when you're able to, stop by and talk to your friend. One of my dear friends of over 20 years moved down here and works on our team now at my studio. And she filled in a class last week, and she was, she's like, I have my kid has a late hockey game, so I'm going to have a short night of sleep, but I'm on it. And she was excited to do it for us and just jumped right in to help. And I was grocery shopping that morning and I saw, maple cotton candy, and she's a maple girl. I told her I'm going to start calling her Maple. And she's from Vermont. She loves maple. So I got it for her, and I texted her at work, which is right near my studio, her full-time job. And I said, if you can come out to your car for a sec, I have a surprise. And she came out, and we were able to chat for a few minutes and have a hug, and I was able to thank her for jumping in. And it was great. It was 5, maybe 10 minutes. She was at work, so I didn't want to keep her. But it was great, and we were able to interact in person. And those are the things that remind us how it is to interact with each other. And I think as I look around more and more, people don't make eye contact even when you are interacting. Why? Because we're just more used to being online. And while being online is great for so many things, I love seeing my clients' vacation photos, and I feel like I went to Belgium with my client or went to Italy with 10 different clients this year, or they feel like they've gone to Maui with me, etc. And that's all awesome. It's awesome. But when you do interact with somebody And people aren't even saying, hi, how are you? Making eye contact. I think we need to work on it again. I think we need to figure it out. And I am also guilty. I am not, you know, throwing aspersions at others. I'm including myself in that. And it's like, yeah, we need to like wave at each other. We need to make eye contact. We need to, you know, have a chit chat for a second. And we don't want that art to die, because with it, it's separating us more. And it's creating more anger and more disinterest in your fellow man and less care for each other. And I love when people come together to help each other in a tragedy. That still happens. Like, there was a mass shooting up in Maine, and law enforcement from all over New England came together to help, to find the suspect, to figure out what happened, to care for the wounded, to care for the families of the deceased. And now people are banding together. And I told my clients over the weekend, Saturday was a beautiful day, I said, after class, drive up to Maine and get a lobster roll and give them your support and your money, your tourist money, and show them that you care. And they were all like, yeah, that's a great idea. Take a drive. It's a beautiful day. And a bunch of them did. And that was awesome. A lot of people from here in Massachusetts go to Maine all the time, have homes up there, whatever. That's their place. And I think it's great. But I don't think we should need to wait for a tragedy or even somebody having a really awful day to care about each other. You know, I think we should just do it every day and try to use our old-fashioned manners and conversation skills. And I think, you know, that would really help. People waiting in line, you always chat with people, right? Like, I stopped at a specialty grocery store today, and I went to get a carriage, and there was a guy in front of me also getting a carriage, and they're out in the pouring rain, so they're wet. And he goes, hey, do you want a carriage? And I said, yes, please. And he said, they're a little wet. And I'm like, that's okay, not your fault. Thank you. And we went into the store. I've done that with people, and they don't even answer me. They just take the carriage and walk away. It's like, no, this is the part where you say, yeah, sure, thanks. Or, yeah, you don't even have to say thanks. You know, hi, acknowledge that another human being is speaking to you. Everyone's up in arms about AI, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Well, you need to answer people when they talk to you, like, so they know you're not a robot. And it's okay. You shouldn't be scared of people. We're all humans. We're all in this together. We need to start acting like that more. You know, not just in times of stress or tragedy. We need to do it every day. Like, hey, I appreciate you. All of that. Because you know what? That's how we remind ourselves. Oh, and by the way, another way that you can be good to your fellow human is using your goddamn turn signal. Sorry, that just happened just now in the car, so. Or the lack of it, I should say. But we should remember that we're all in this together. Why do we only say that when there's a tragedy? Because you know what? We're doing life all together. We're all in this together. This is life. This is running your business, going to work, raising your kids, taking your dog for a walk. You know, all the things. All of the things. We're all in it together. So I think if we act like it more and interact with each other more, we'll actually be better off as a whole. And that will go a long way to making this world a better place.